We're now continuing with Mishnayis Shvi'is, which is one of the most in-depth topics throughout Seder Zra'im. People who are interested in learning more on this topic, most or many of the Gemaras in the Bavli, especially on what we're dealing with in these Mishnayis, can be found at the beginning of Maseches Moed Katan. The bulk of the Ma'amar Komos and Shas are found in the Yushalmi. So now we'll just give some of the highlights or mention some of the significant details as we go along. To give a brief introduction to the first Perek and to Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnayis begins not with the talk of Shemitah itself, but with the discussion about Tosefes Shvi'is. Tosefes Shvi'is is discussed in many places in Shas, and there's a question as to how we know this Isser of Tosefes Shvi'is. So one possibility is that, and this is what the Mishnah itself says, Becharish uvekotzer tishbos, that from those words, Becharish uvekotzer, from plowing and from picking, you should rest. From there we know Tosefes Shvi'is, because it seems to be in a necessary pasuk. But the maskana of the Gemara Moed Katan is that it's not from that pasuk, but halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, the necessity of having Tosefes Shvi'is. So that halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, the Gemara's assumption, is at 30 days before the new year, i.e. the first day of the month of Elul, that's when the halacha of Tosefes Shvi'is kicks in. But in the Gemara itself, and this is what these Mishnayis discuss, that many of the Chachamim, that they extended it beyond the Lacha Moshe M'Sinai, that even before then, in other words, before a month before Rosh Hashanah, so then depending on the nature of the field, and the nature of the Malacha, that the Isser Tosefes begins even before then. Now we should mention as a side note, that Rabbi Gamliel said, and this is the way that we paskin Bizman Hazeh, this is where the Rambam paskins, that Bizman Hazeh, that the Isser only begins on Rosh Hashanah itself, that Tosefes Shvi'is, when the Beis HaMikdash is not around, does not exist. And that's the way that in most places, people hold in Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh. So but according to the Chachamim, that extended the Tosefes beyond the month before, beyond the Lach Moshe M'Sinai, the question is, how far? So that's what our Mishnah talks about in Mishnah Aleph. Ad Eimosai Chorshin B'stei Ha'ilan, Erev Shvi'is. Until when, in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, is a person allowed to plow the Stei Ha'ilon, a field for trees, as opposed to a Stei Tvua, a field for other crops, on the sixth year, on Erev Shvi'is. So, Beishamai Omrim, Kol Zman Shehu Yofa Lapri, that you are allowed to, says Beishamai, plow the field as long as the plowing of the field is for the fruits of the sixth year, as long as you're still doing it for this year's crop. But if you're doing it already to prepare for next year, so Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to. Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ad Hatzeres, until Shavuos you're allowed to plow, but not beyond that. And the Rishonim point out that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai probably are right around the same time. I mean, it's right around Shavuos that the plowing you're doing is for the sixth year, as opposed to preparation for the seventh year, and there's not seem to be a very fundamental machlokas between the two. In fact, that's exactly what the Mishnah says. Ukrovin divrielu, liyotsk divrielu, and really the two are essentially very similar and very compatible. The Mishnah continues in Mishnah Beis, so ezahu steha ilon. How do we define something as being a field for trees? If let's say you have a backyard, you have an apple tree in your backyard, is that considered to be a field for trees, or is something that has to be more significant? So the Mishnah gives the following basic hagdara, basic overview or layout, namely, kol shlosha ilanos levei sa'ah. A vei sa'ah is an area of 50 amos by 50 amos, and within that 50 amos by 50 amos, roughly a field of 100 feet by 100 feet, you have three trees, and those three trees, imruyin la'asos kikar devela shel shishim mone ba'italki. Those three trees, and let's say in this case they're fig trees, that they produce enough that you could make a loaf of figs, like a cake of figs, that would be worth shishim mana b'italki, a certain value based on the mana b'italki. The mana italki is used many places in Shas, and this question as far as what exactly its worth is. So you can have out of these trees enough to produce a fig cake that is big enough and valuable enough. So therefore, this field is considered to be a Sadei Ilan because the trees are prominent enough. They produce enough that it has that status, and therefore you can plow that field until Atzeres, according to Beis Hillel, or until a similar time, according to Beis Shammai. As Machlokes Rishonim, doesn't mean that each one of these trees has to be big enough where it produces this size fig cake, or all three trees together, or all 10 trees together. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. So the Mishnah says, if it's that big, so Chorshim called Beis Sa'ah Bishvilan, you're allowed to plow the entire Beis Sa'ah, the entire area of 50 yamos by 50 yamos, for those three trees, because this is called a Sadei Ilan. But Pachos Mikan, if the trees do not produce that much, or if there's only one tree, so Ein Chorshim Lahen, you cannot plow this area, it's not called a Sadei Ilan. Ela Melo Ha'ora, Ha'ore v'salo chutzalo. You're only allowed to plow up until that period the area which is sort of the smaller circumference around the tree. The entire field doesn't have the status of being a Sadei Ilan, but you are allowed to plow enough of an area around the tree so that the ore, the picker, can come v'salo chutzalo with his basket and pick the fruit for that sixth year. So even though the entire Sadei, this does not have a status of being an entire Sadei Ilan, you're still allowed to plow that small area if the entire area does not have, again, the status of a Sadei Ilan.